Every living being is basically a pleasure-seeking being.
Всяко животно іще задоволство.
All of us are looking in our own way for happiness and bliss.
Всяко на свой начин іще срічо і гарно.
But the greatest mistake of our modern civilization is that we have falsely identified the self with the body.
Навіть напака модерна цивілізація по тим, де се напачно поісповічамо з телесом.
An intelligent man can understand that there is a difference between the self and the body.
Інтелігентно сіглаве розліка між телесом і самим собою.
Even a child can understand. Sometimes when we go to a school and we have to speak to children in junior school, we play a little game with them.
Часи граємо в основну школу і з отроди се граємо ену ігру.
So, although this game is for children, it demonstrates a very profound philosophical point which is not understood by adults.
Чепрає то ігра з отроки, нам дав ніко знання, яка не розуміє ніде одразу.
So the first thing is, we ask all the children, I want every one of you to point your finger at the part of the body that I will say.
Отроком речемо, з перстом покажи на дел телеса, яка вам помені.
So the children giggle and they agree. Don't know the word for giggle.
No, I don't.
So then we say, this is my foot. Maybe you'd like to play the game. Would you like to play?
Huh?
Okay, come here. So I'm going to say and then you point your finger at the part that I, a part of your body that I say, okay? This is my foot. Foot. This is my knee. This is my nose. This is my ear. This is my belly button. This is my head. This is myself. Okay, you did very good. Thank you. So, if we cut off the foot, we're still existent.
Če si odrežemo nogo, še vedno obstajamo.
If we have a sick stomach, we're still existent.
Če imamo bolan trebu, oziroma če nam je slabo, še vedno obstajamo.
Of course, if you cut off your head, you may have problems. But basically, anyone can understand that there is a difference between the body and the owner of the body. My foot, my knee, my head. So this is the mistake of modern civilization. People want to be happy. They say, I want to be happy, but they do not know who I am.
Taka sodobna civilizacija prav o tem ljudje pravijo, želim biti srečen, pa ne vedo, kdo pravzaprav so.
Now, Maribor is a very famous city.
Maribor je zelo znano mesto.
It has been existing since at least the 13th century.
Obstaja že vsaj od 13. stoletja.
It's not a new city.
To ni novo mesto.
It's also a center of culture.
To je tudi mesto, oziroma center kulture.
So, Maribor has produced in Slovenian language different poets and authors and important people in Slovenia.
Maribor je Sloveniji dal različne pomembne osebe, kot so pesniki, pisatelji.
So similarly, Indian culture is thousands and thousands of years old.
Podobna je indijska kultura, stara tisoče in tisoče let.
In fact, Indian culture is more than 5,000 years old.
Pravzaprav indijska kultura je stara več kot 5,000 let.
Some, about 5,000 years ago, some very intelligent men, sages, mystic yogis, they met together to see what was going to happen in the future.
Pred 5000 leti so se zbrali veliki mudreci in mistiki, da bi spoznali, kaj se bo dogajalo v prihodnosti.
They met in a very famous forest called Naimisharanya.
Zbrali so se v enem posebnem gozdu, imenovan Naimisharanya.
It is a very famous place for holy men living and for holy sacrifices and worship.
To je posebno mesto, v katerem živijo svete osebe, kjer se odvijajo razna žrtvovanja in krščenje.
So while looking at life, while looking at what the future portended, what they could see about the future, they became very worried.
Ko so gledali, kaj se dogaja naokrog, in ko so razmišljali o tem, kaj se lahko zgodi v prihodnosti, so postali zelo zaskrbljeni.
Just like, for example, in the last 100 years, now we're at the end of the century, so looking back over the last 100 years, there have been many disasters and many wars.
Končuje se stoletje in če pogledamo nazaj zadnjih stolet, so bile razne katastrofe in razne vojne.
But in the last 10 years there have been more natural disasters and wars of different kinds than in the whole 100 years.
Продължавани десетих летих е било обедвано на равни катастрофи и други несреди, които преди да стотих летих.
And in the last 3 years, that has also tripled.
И все това се потроило в задних 3 лети.
So, seeing this, one might get worried about the future. So these sages also could see the trend in human civilization. And in one famous Indian book of knowledge called Srimad Bhagavatam, they explained. Prayinalpayusa sobhya kalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. They concluded, if things continued the way they were seeing them, in this age people would be very short in duration of life.
Из тега, като са видели, са скрепали да го в приходности, бъдо люди имели зело кратко живеанско доба.
Now some of you may be connected by family or in different ways with the Christian Church.
Многи на вами сте могуче преко древинских членов повезани с католичко църкви.
So in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we read about Moses, that he lived for more than 900 years.
В Стари Завети лъко читамо о Мойзесу, за которого пише, да е живел вече от 900 лет.
But at the present moment, we are lucky if we can live 75 or 80 or a maximum of 100 years.
Danas pa živimo sreća, če živimo 75, 80, ali pa celo 100 let.
Sumanda, we are troubled by our bad luck or our bad karma, as it is said in the Vedic scriptures.
Увира, озирава, мучи нас слаба среча, озирава, слаба карма.
It's hard to raise a family.
Тежко е сгоити дружину.
It's hard to get a job.
Тежко е добити службу.
It's hard to prevent personal disaster happening in the family.
Тежко се изобнити несречи, ти лако прети дружини.
One of the biggest illusions that people go through in life is that bad things won't happen to me.
Една най-вечих иллюзий, филозофи човека, е слаби ствари се не бъде сгоди на мен.
All of us have a friend or a relative or an office associate who has suffered an untimely death.
Всякто има приятеля, сородника, съделеца, ки е предчасно, прехитро умрено.
All of us, I'm sure, have seen someone in our family get a crippling disease.
Първо това е, че всякто имал сородника, ки е добил болезен, ки тежко, тежко болезен.
All of us have seen people suffer financial disaster.
Всякто е видел да люди търпят, люди търпят заради финансови тежави.
But we are foolishly thinking that these things could not possibly happen to me. The reason, generally speaking, we say that I know what I'm thinking about, but I can't say that I know what you're thinking about.
Речемо, ако вен кај јас мислим, тоа не можемо речи вемо кај други мислим.
How can I make such a statement in general about all of us?
Како би лако изреко такво сплотно питање о се?
Because I can see practically how we are living.
Затоа кога лако видим, практично лако видиме како живиме.
We are living as if suffering will not happen to me.
Живимо како да се трпение не било догодило нам.
If I got information that I have only 3 months to live, I have cancer and I have only 3 months to live.
Ќе би изведел да имам рака и да имам само ше 3 месеца живење.
If I got information that I was going to be killed a week from now,
ќе би добил информација да бум чрез еден убит,
I would not be making long-range plans.
Не би поставил долгорочни чертежи.
I would not be thinking about taking a law degree, a 7-year law degree.
Не би размишлал о 7-летнем студију права.
I would not be thinking about building a new house.
Не би размишлал о градби нова хиша.
If I got information that I was going to die very soon, why would I spend my money to build a big, beautiful house?
Ќе би добил таква информација да бум мало мора, зака би градил велико лепо хиша.
So in this way I can understand, because we're all making plans, long-range plans for the future, most of us are relatively confident that although we've seen so many people suffering misery, it won't happen to me.
In долгорочен чертеж деламе право за тоа че прав сме видели несреќа окрос нас, ше веднаш размишлямо тоа се не дозволи на мене.
Now if I did know, if I had specific information, exact information that I was going to die, I might become more interested in understanding what is death.
Ќе би поимел на тачна податка, ќе би сигурно видел дека умрам, потем би желел веќе видети о смрти.
I might become more interested in understanding what is life.
Желел би веќе видети о тем кај е живење.
I might want to understand who am I.
Желео би разумети, кто сум јас.
Therefore, the sages at Naimisharanya could see that in this period of life, period of time that we are going through, people would have very little vision.
Тако се мудреци у Наимишарани видели да бодо люди имели зело краткорочно визија.
Therefore, they tried to develop a technology by which people could get deeper insight into the meaning of life.
Зато се желели развити по-глубоко, по-префинено филозофија, оденоно ведење, с которым би люди добили по-глубен поглед во живење.
And that is what we are trying to give people an opportunity to understand.
In the dem, usually my dem, that it opens the doors to many.
Generally speaking, when you find a community of intellectuals, you will find a group of people who are widely read.
Ќе среќаме скупина интелектуалци, среќаме луѓе кои се зело начитани.
I know automatically my house. I know my parents. I know everything in my house, where the bathroom is, where the kitchen is, where the basement is. I'm living there. I know automatically about it.
Автоматично познавам своя хиша, своя старша и купаница, соба. То ми е посъм нормално, където живим.
As a young child, I may not have any curiosity beyond my little house.
Под майкен отрок спрот имам друге желе, желма радоведности, ки би пресегала то власна хиша.
But as I grow older and more intelligent, I want to know about other people in my neighborhood.
Кога поставам старейши, пожелим ведати веќе о людей во моји сусещи.
I want to know if other people have a mother and father too.
Желим ведати веќе о других людей, кои имаат туди почета и мама.
I want to know what they do for their holidays.
Занима ме како почнеме почитницами.
I want to compare them with what I know. And as we become more intelligent, we want to know about other cultures. So we're trying to offer people in the Western world an opportunity to understand the oldest and the most scientific spiritual culture from India.
Зато желимо людям на Заходу представити най-старейша и глубоко философия из Индия.
Now some people reject us without even discussion. They see us and they think it's too different.
Некатери нас крайно слепо завраќа и правя тоа преч.
They don't use their brain, they simply react on the basis of some fear.
Не управя интелигенция, ампак не завраќа на подлаги страху.
But we will find with a little research that the founders of our whole Western way of thinking,
за нека размишлене видимо да со те заходняшки мислици
the ancient I guess you could say the ancient philosophers from Greece,
стародавни филозофи из Грчија.
Socrates is considered the father or the originator of modern Western philosophy.
Сократ е познан код оче судобне заходне филозофије.
And not only Socrates, but Plato, Pythagoras, and many of the thinkers at that time in Greece had a great deal of interest in knowledge which they got from India.
Повед Сократа, па со туди Платон и други, имели велик интерес за знање кој пехали из Индија.
They definitely saw a difference between the body and the real self.
Право тоа се видели разлика меѓу телесот и само себе.
So the sages at Naimisharanya, they concluded that the way in which we can easily understand this question of who am I is through meditation.
Мудрите у Наимишарани се готовили да лакото спознаваме досно с помощью медитации.
Sometimes I go to the store to buy something.
Часи грам търговина да ви купам.
So I may pick it up and look at it quickly and then take it to the counter and purchase it.
Стварно ко погледам на хитро и несем го дајни да ви купим.
But if I look a little closer, in other words, if I take a little more time and I focus my energy, focus my intelligence on the label and the ingredients, I may see that this is not meant for devotees. I cannot eat this. This has meat products in it.
Če pa si bi vzel več časa, bolj podrobno pogledal nalepko na proizvodu, bi lahko prebral, da to ni proizvod namenjen bakam, ker ima živalske sestavine v sebi.
Or a better example is someone who's a businessman.
Boljši primer je pa primer poslovneža.
Now, there are businessmen and then there are businessmen.
Obstajajo poslovneži in poslovneži.
Some people are losers.
Nekateri ljudje so enostavno izgube.
They're businessmen, but they're never successful.
So poslovneži, ampak niso nikoli uspešni.
And one of the reasons is that they generally are not careful enough in doing what they do.
In razlog za to je, da navada niso pazljivi glede tega, kar počnejo.
They don't do a market survey to determine if there are any buyers for their product. They spend a lot of money to create the product, but they don't know if there are any buyers in the market.
Ne napravijo tržne raziskave, da bi ugotovili, ali obstajajo kupci na trgu.
Or they enter into an agreement with another company and the company gives them a contract to sign.
Ali pa se želijo povezati z nekim podjetjem in to podjetje jim da pogodbo za podpisati.
So one of the things about a contract is what is called the fine print.
Ena izmed značilnosti pogod je so besede med vrsticami.
And this is where many businessmen and many customers get cheated out of all the money they have.
In tukaj so mnoge stranke in mnogi poslovneži prevarani in oropani vsega, kar imajo.
They don't take the time to carefully read the contract and especially that tiny little 0.6, 6-point typeface known as the fine print, which tells you that if you don't give your money in 3 days, then you lose the whole contract.
Še posebej ne pogledajo, ne preberejo pozorno pogodbe, še posebej tistih malih črk, kjer piše, da če v 3 dneh ne dajo denarja, bodo zgubili vse, kar je bilo napisano v pogodbi.
So generally in life, people go through their lives very quickly, going from one experience of sense gratification to the next.
V življenju gredo ljudje zelo hitro od ene situacije čutne zadovoljitve do druge.
They don't think about what they're doing.
Ne razmišljajo o tem, kaj delajo.
They don't think about how they are getting that sense gratification and how they may be hurting other people.
Ne razmišljajo o tem, kako dobijo to čudno uživanje in kako povzročajo trpljenje drugim ljudem.
For example, meat eating.
Naprimer, uživanje jedenja mesa.
It is absolutely not necessary and not recommended by major authorities worldwide that human beings should eat a meat diet.
Povsem nepriporočljivo je strani vse avtoritet, vsem avtoritet, da bi naj človek jedel meso.
All of the latest studies worldwide have proven that a meat diet is not good for your health.
Vse raziskave v zadnjem času so pokazale, da uživanje mesa ni dobro za človekovo zdravje.
Or at least a vegetable based diet is much better for you.
Že vsaj dieta, ki temelji na zelenjavi, je precej boljša za vas.
But still people will go into a shop and they'll buy a package of meat. and they'll never think about it.
Посена идея кога ќе направиш и во трговина и не взели за воја меса и на спорт не размислени о тем.
They won't think, how did this meat come to be in this package?
Не бодо помислени како е месо пришло во таа за воја.
And here's a good example. There were some studies done at the University of McGill in Toronto. It's a famous university, McGill University. These were studies done with children from the ages of 5 to 15. And they took children and put them in an environment where they had lots of animals to play with. They kept them for the children where the parents gave their children for the experiment, and the children were put on a farm, and there were lots of horses and cows and chickens and rabbits and so many animals to play with. Practically every instance the children were shocked and repulsed by the idea that they were eating the same a rabbit that they were playing with. They were eating the same cow who was licking them on the face and whom they were holding. And
in практично се примери се били отроци за ношо фирен посвезвели да е до зајчка с катен се се преше играли право и ќе преобразовавам се обемали.
So if we want to understand more about our life and our death, we have to take the time to study in general what is life.
Ако желимо зверати веќе о живеењу и смрти, мораме се учити о тем кај Бог е живеењу.
And in order to save our time and get direct knowledge,
Велико прихранили час и добили непосредно знание.
In other words, if you have no one to help you in your meditation, you could waste a lot of time guessing or speculating.
Другими беседами, че немаш никога ќе би ти помагал при медитација, потем ако заправи доста часа за убивање и шпекулирање.
Therefore, the sages at Naimisharanya recommended mantra meditation. Kaler dosha nidhe rajanasti hieko mahatguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangam param bhajat. They understood that people could rise above all the problems in this life simply by meditating on the sound of the name of God.
Разумели со да лако луѓе се дигнаа на сè проблеми својот живот, ќе медитира на звук имена Бога.
Such meditation is very simple and easy for anyone to do.
Таква медитација е зелу препроста за сакото.
When it is done with instruments in a nice hall like this, it is very aesthetically pleasing.
Кога е извадено за инструменти во дворани како таа, е туди естетично зелу задоволувачко.
It is always spiritually potent, but it can also be very enjoyable.
Змира има духовна моќ, ампак лако е туди зелу забавно.
And while meditating on the name of God, we will also get an interest to understand philosophy and knowledge which is coming from the person whom we are meditating on.
Inko meditiramo o Bogu, želimo zvedeti tudi več o znanju in filozofiji, ki prihaja od njega.
So for thousands and thousands of years in India, great yogis and sages and philosophers have practiced this simple chanting along with reading of sacred scriptures and have guided their lives in that way.
Tisoče let so modreci v Indiji ob tej meditaciji proučevali svete spise in na ta način usmerjali svoje življenje.
So Maribor is, as I said, a cultural town. It is also a university town. There are so many university students here. And people can appreciate a good thing.
Maribor je kulturno mesto, v njem je tudi ostala univerza in ljudje spoštujejo dobro stvar.
So we very much are hopeful that the people of Maribor will apply their good intelligence to this Vedic philosophy, this Vedic science of knowing the self.
Zato upamo, da bodo ljudje uporabili svojo inteligenco in spoznali to vedsko znanost.
When you come to understand that you are the spiritual being, you are not the body, that is the beginning of real pleasure, real happiness.
Ko spoznaš, da nisi to telo, potem se začne prava sreča.
So, we have already seen very good results here, and I've been to this program many times. It always gives me a very good vibration to be here with all of you.
Tukaj smo že videli lepe rezultate, večkrat sem že bil tukaj in to mi daje lep občutek, dobro energijo in vesel sem, da sem lahko tukaj.
So as I said, in the last 3 years, things have gotten worse.
In kot sem rekel, v zadnjih 3 letih so se stvari poslabšale.
So, there's a saying in English, why wait for spring, do it now. You know that expression, you know. Don't wait any longer. If you're on the edge, thinking maybe I should try to know a little more, maybe I should practice some sadhana, some principles of bhakti yoga, or maybe I'll wait a little bit. Don't think like that. You don't have the time. Take it up now. Use your intelligence and see the result for yourself.
Ne izgubljate časa. Če morda nikate v tem, ali bi poskusili malo za bhakti jogo, ali bi dali del tega znanja tudi v svoje življenje, ne okleva. Poskusite in sami iskusite kakšen primer.
So I'm going to conclude here because I expect there will be dozens and dozens of questions.
Tukaj bom zaključil, ker pričakujem, da bomo dolgo zapel vprašanje.
Are there any questions?
Ali je kakšno vprašanje?
Oh, yes?
Yes, I have one.
Yeah, stupid question.
I'll give you a stupid answer.
Doug, you want to know when you go.
You probably have heard of Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Nostra means our. Damus, Yeah, I've heard of Gnostic. Everybody's heard of Gnostic doctrines.
He was so much enlightened that he could see the past and the future.
Actually, believe it or not, in the spiritual world, the past, the present, and the future are one.
Че в реалата ни не е в духовен свето, трепето се даде си приходност ено.
Everybody is a trikalagya, or they can understand past, present, and future, because there is no relative time as we know it. Past, present, and future only exist within relative time.
Там е всякто, три калавия, което ми да познавам, претекло седанност и приходност, ни трига релативнега поймуване часа.
Science cannot explain what time is.
Тоби знаност не може поясните кај е час.
We understand time is existing because we see that things go through six stages of transformation.
Знаем ако негово присутност, потем ко ствари передос кози шест стопен трансформација.
Birth,
родство,
growth,
раст,
existing for some time,
бивање нек час,
producing byproducts. Deterioration and annihilation.
Старање и изгинување.
So we see things go through these transformations, and we measure them. We measure time. And there are different ways of measuring time. So it's basically quite relative to something else. But in the absolute world, there is no such distinction.
В абсолютен свето па ни такши ни преликуваме.
Trying to understand that with our tiny, tiny brain is difficult.
Зато тешко е да разумете нашим минимални мозъци.
If I want to see the president of Slovenia, it may be very hard.
Че, например, желим видите президента в Словения, то лако е зло тешко.
But if he wants to come and see me, no
problem.
So if Krishna wants to reveal the mysteries of transcendental time to us, there is no problem. Atha Sri Krishna Nam Adi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. But I cannot understand the transcendental world simply by experimentation, by empirical knowledge.
Јас па не можам спознати трансцендентното света просто за поискушање и за емпирични знаење.
So something like sometimes in our temple this happens in India. There's a sound system. But the wires are cheap. And the amplifier and everything are cheap. So there may be some radio station making some broadcast.
in kadar oddaja kakšna radijska postaja.
And there's no insulation on the wire.
In na živci ni izolacije.
So it picks up the radio waves from the radio station.
Enostavno pobere valove iz radijske postaje.
So we're having kirtan and all of a sudden the 7 o'clock news comes on with
loudspeaker.
That's not that bad. Sometimes some people can pick up transcendental vibration. Because they have cheap insulation. I don't think Nostradamus was a very significant person in people's spiritual lives. I don't know what his personal life was like. The fact that he was able to ostensibly predict some things, you know, ostensible, externally looking. It appeared that he had this ability to predict the future. But it probably was just some technique that he was born with. For example, in psychology, they study people who are known as autistics. Autistic. Have you heard of this before? Someone who has an IQ of 70 or
80.
Actually, they call them autistic savant.
Savant.
It implies some intelligent person. Anyway. So, he may have a very low IQ, but actually, there was a movie called The Rain Man or something, or The Rainmaker, or...
Rain Man
with Dustin Hoffman. He was an autistic of some type. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the latest movies.
To so ljudje, ki imajo nizek inteligenčni kvocient, pa vseeno neke sposobnosti. Bil je tudi film Rain Man, Deževni človek.
So an autistic savant, he can walk up to a building, a huge building, and he can memorize instantly every detail of that building, every window, every facade, everything about it. And then he can go home and completely draw it perfectly.
Kako se lahko gre v veliko hišo in si natančno zapomni vse detalje. In ko pride domov, lahko popolnoma nariše to, kar je videl.
So there may be many people who have different unique talents like this, but they're not very significant for our own spiritual development.
Tako obstajajo mnogi ljudje s posebnimi sposobnostmi, toda niso zelo pomembni za naš osebni duhovni razvoj.
And as far as Nostradamus goes, there are many different interpretations of what he said.
In kar se tiče Nostradamusa, obstajajo razne interpretacije glede tega, kar je rekel.
He was like, When was he around?
Huh?
16th century. So he was like the Hare Krishnas of the 16th century. He was underground, you know. He had to speak in riddles. Whatever he had to say was not received very well at that time. Anyway, there's a story about someone who is sitting on a tree, on a branch of a tree, and he's sawing the branch from the inside. Here's the tree, he's sitting here and he's sawing the branch.
Obstaja zgodba o človeku, ki je sedel na veji in žagal vejo, na kateri je sam sedel.
So someone comes along and looks up at him and says, hey, you better be careful, if you continue, you're going to come crashing down and hurt yourself.
Nekdo lahko pride in mu pravi, poslušaj, če boš nadaljeval s tem svojim dejanjem, boš padel in se poškodoval.
So he got annoyed because he was working really hard at sawing the branch. So he said, get out of here, don't bother me.
Njega pa je to samo znemirilo in mu je rekel, pojdi proč, ne me moti.
And he continued sawing.
In še naprej žagal.
And guess what happened? He came crashing down. The branch broke and he came crashing down. So when he hit the ground, he thought, wow, how did that guy know? And he went running after him. Are you an astrologer? Can I get your autograph?
In ko je padel, se je vprašal, joj, pa kako je lahko ta človek to vedel? In je stekel za njim in ga vprašal, ali si ti astrolog, mi lahko daš svoj autogram?
Could you do my chart, please?
Mi lahko narišeš karto?
We're going to get old, we're going to get diseased, and we're going to die. And 100% of the other people in this world are also going to get old, diseased, and die. 100%.
Pravo to bomo starali, zboleli in na koncu umrli. In tudi vsi ostali, vse ostali se bo zgodilo enako 100%.
I'm on this internet conference.
Sem na posebni konferenci na internetu.
So many of the people who send messages on the conference, at the bottom of the letter they have some little fancy slogan or some funny thing that they say on every message.
Mnogi ljudje imajo na koncu vsakega svojega sporočila nek rek, neko smešno sporočilo.
So, one of my favorite is 100% of people who ate carrots in 1839 are now dead.
Eden izmed mojih najljubših rekov je, da 100% ljudi, ki so leta 1838 jedli korenje, je sedaj mrtvi.
Of course, 100% of everybody in 1839 who didn't eat carrots is dead also.
Tako pa so mrtvi tudi vsi ostali, ki niso jedli korenje leta 1838.
So, that's our future. We've got a short time to stay here, and please, please, we beg you, take advantage of your time. It's so important.
Takšna naša prihodnost, kratek čas bomo tukaj in rotimo vas. Vzamite stvari v svoje roke, to je zelo pomembno.
This knowledge is for everyone, young and old.
To znanje namenjeno vsem, starim in mladim.
It's never too late to begin.
Nikoli ni prepozno začeti.
Are there any other questions?
Ali je še kakšno drugo vprašanje?
I have more questions.
Good.
Just shortly. On?
Yeah.
If you can also see the future.
I already told you.
Just shortly, if you can.
You're going to get old, you're going to get diseased, and you're going to die. Do you disagree with that? That's short. I hope it's not short.
Nostradamus said that when the Serbs will be on their bottom, they will use the laser weapon to attack all the major cities in Europe.
That's somebody's interpretation. Nostradamus did not say that directly. I know all about Nostradamus's poems. That's, you know, one of Steven Spielberg's interpretations of Nostradamus. Next.
Then tell us. Tell us what is your vision. Yeah?
Well, I can tell you...
He didn't finish. What is your vision? How can something come into life like Hare Krishna, you know, in whole?
How could it?
It come to existence, like that everything would be Hare Krishna.
We have part of the Vedic literature is deals with the science of astrology. What's it called, Mayampur? Jyotish Shastra. Shastra means scripture, and Jyotish means dealing with the science of astrology. So it is possible to understand things by seeing the stars and the moon.
Можно видеть стари такого познаемо звезды и луна.
And even there are people in India who read from one scripture known as the Bhrigu Samhita.
В Индии встают люди, которые читают из писания названного Бригу Самхита.
And they can tell you everything about your past life, your present life, and your future life. But basically, I can summarize it. You're going to get old, you're going to get diseased, and you're going to die.
To sve to lako poznamo. Zbolevimo, postavili se i umrli.
It's not going to make it any easier for you whether you're going to die with a red shirt on or a green shirt on.
Nič ne bo pomagalo, če vemo, ali bomo umrli z oblečeni v rdečo ali zeleno srajco.
Whether you're going to get diseased in this hospital or that hospital.
Ali pa bomo zboleli oziroma ležali v tej ali oni bolnici.
Even in the Jyotish Shastra, they direct people to try to get out of the cycle of birth and death altogether.
Tudi Jyotish Shastra napotuje ljudi, da se izvijede iz tega kroga rojevanja in umiranja.
Many, many businessmen in India employ astrologers to help them with their business.
Mnogi poslovni že v Indiji najamejo astrologa, da jim pomaga v njihovem poslu.
It must work, otherwise they wouldn't continue doing it.
Prav gotovo ima to nek učinek, drugače tega ne bi delali.
We have a business in Ljubljana, and our devotees are selling astrological information to businessmen in Slovenia.
Obstaja tudi podjetje v Ljubljani, ker banke продаваю астрологическа информация по слонежен благословение.
There's even some interest here.
Тоді за то ставим замінення тук.
But it's not the most important thing in life.
Тобто там не найпоменніше справжнє.
Okay, time for prasadam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.